very fitting.
Soon as we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. But don't take long before they're gone from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention. And they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. 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 It's painting the scenes of our lives.
Absolutely, it is what we're thinking about that is painting the scenes of our lives. Welcome back to the show. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. I am having a very, very special interview here with my new friend Stephen Pollitt, author of Heal Thyself and the founder of Source Energy Medicine. And we were talking about the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto and his photography of frozen ice crystals that had been frozen water crystals that had been charged with different energy, different words. Why don't you pick it up from there, Stephen, and let's continue this conversation about how this applies to Source Energy Medicine.
Certainly, thank you, Ken. So the experiments that Dr. Emoto began conducting led to, I guess, a little bit more sophisticated experiments, and experiments where he would actually take water and expose it to harmful environments, expose it to environments that were high in electromagnetic frequencies. And so he would have a control sample photograph that, and then he would take two samples of the control and put the word thank you or gratitude or love to protect that sample. And the other sample would be unprotected, and he would expose it to TV sets, and he would actually cook them in a microwave, expose it to a cell phone, a variety of environments that are known to be unhealthy or unbeneficial to our health, or not beneficial to our health, I should say. And then he would take those samples and freeze them and photograph them. And the samples that were unprotected would no longer form a crystal or a hexagonal shape. And the samples that were protected with the word thank you or love or gratitude were unaffected by the high EMF environment. So, you know, I mean, that in itself is very, very telling. And there's a great experiment that school kids in Japan started doing. Dr. Emoto is originally from Japan. And he had school kids all over Japan taking two bowls of rice or two containers of rice. And he would put the words "you fool" on one and "I love you" on the other. And actually each day they would take the bowl that said "you fool," and they would actually speak to the rice. They would say "you fool" to the rice, and to the other they would say "I love you." And within about 30 days, the two samples of rice were dramatically different. The sample of rice that was shown the words "you fool" and spoken the words "you fool" to turned black, had a very foul smell, and essentially was rotting and decomposing very rapidly. The bowl that had the words "I love you" and were spoken the words "I love you" had a very mellow yellow color, a very mellow smell to it, a very slow fermented rice. And this was repeated hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times by school children, which I love, because if you can instill, it's what the name of your show is, Ken, what we're thinking about, and it's what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, that is really affecting our physiology. And Dr. Emoto's photographs of water crystals and then all of the children experimenting with the rice really show how words really do affect our health and our well-being and actually every aspect of our lives. And showing the words to water is essentially the same thing as thinking that thought.
All right, I'll tell you what. I hate to interrupt you here, but I need to cut you off. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. This is what we're thinking about.
The material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Let's get back to what we're talking about here. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. And I'm here with Stephen Paulett, the author of Heal Thyself and the founder of Source Energy Medicine. We were talking about the works of Dr. Masaru Emoto. We had a brief piece there at the end. We were talking about the rice experiment that the school children in Japan did, where the and I hope we got all of that in, but we kind of had a little little glitch there, a little technical error, so I'm hoping we got most of that piece in, but we're going to continue with the conversation here about about this work and how this relates to Source Energy Medicine. Is that am I leaving you in a bad spot there, Stephen, or am I giving you a good enough lead in?
No, that's perfect, Ken. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the experiment that the Japanese school kids, and they still do it from what I understand, hundreds and thousands of kids all throughout Japan do this experiment every year. I think it's very, very, very powerful because it clearly illustrates how our thoughts and words affect physical matter. And you could look at the words that are facing into the rice bowl as our thoughts. And you know, a word facing the water or the rice is the same thing as me having a perseverant thought or a constant nagging thought that won't go away. And essentially, if you really take that and break it down into very basic elements, you know, physics is the study of physical matter. And when physicists break down matter into smaller and smaller and smaller pieces, they ultimately get to the point where there's really nothing left but energy. And energy is in everything that's in physical form. So, you know, grass will have the same energy in a different molecular structure than a tree, for example. And all of that energy has a particular vibrational energy pattern or signature, and we can calibrate it. And that's where Dr. Hawkins' scale comes in very, very handy, so we can actually calibrate the different energy levels of different things. And then if you look at metaphysics, which is actually the study of everything, the study of all energy, that's where Dr. Emoto's work really kind of ties in and helps us bridge the gap between physics and metaphysics and science and spirituality, if you will.
Okay, and when we're talking about Emoto's work and we're talking about these I hope I'm not on the wrong path here. I'm trying to draw the parallel between what Emoto does with water and how Source Energy Medicine works.
Well, what we do is we actually take water, and it doesn't matter whether it's structured or non-structured. I hate to have people use tap water, but I guess you could use tap water. And what we do is because we don't know what the source is, we go through a process. Let me back up a bit. The book Heal Thyself essentially explains the root cause of all disease, imbalance, and disorders, and explains the entire Source Energy Medicine methodology. We also sell a set of charging labels that enables anyone to make 170 different Source Energy Medicines, and they address a wide variety of issues, and the lists are available on our website. But what the labels actually do is you buy a case of spring water, you take the original labels off, and you put the specific label on for the remedy that you want to make. And encoded in that label are two main points. There's a lot of information that actually is part of the technology, but there are two main things that go on. One is the water molecules are first structured. So each water molecule is actually shown a graphic, and that graphic has been tested to create a perfect hexagonal water molecule. So now the water molecules are actually in their ideal state. They're in their most pure natural state. What that hexagonally shaped water molecule enables us to do is then charge that shape or that structure with a certain vibration or a certain energy or a certain frequency. And that's what actually creates the remedy. So the vibration or the energy pattern, or if Dr. Emoto were to photograph each of the 170 different remedies, which I hope and I intend that happens someday, you would actually have 170 very different photographs. Each one would be hexagonally shaped, but the actual structure of the crystal that would form around the hexagonal shape would be very different. So the photograph of the remedy that would be, say, for bacteria or a disease would be different than the remedy that we have for abundance or for love or for hope or joy. And each one would have its own unique energy pattern, and if you were to photograph it, it would have its own unique two-dimensional image or representation. So does that make sense?
Certainly makes sense to me. I hope it makes sense to everybody out there. And an interesting question arises here. The Source Energy Medicine then is not just for curative purposes, but it is also for correcting lack and limitation in your life.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's a big empowering piece of source energy medicines. I mean, certainly a big focus of the work is health and well-being, but it's equally as effective and important, and the intention is to create balance and harmony and abundance of all things in every aspect of our lives. And what we found over the years of when we work with clients one-on-one, we do energetic assessments. And we look at a variety of different issues, and you can't just look at the physical, or you can't just look at the spiritual. I mean, we are multifaceted beings, and if you break the most common way of breaking down our being is to mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and all of the subtle layers. And if you know what affects the physical is going to affect every other layer, and what affects the spiritual is going to affect every other layer. So if you have something in the mental or emotional aspects, it's going to affect your physical, and it's going to affect every other aspect of your being. So if you do have something that's out of balance in the physical layer, you know, there's spiritual work to do as well, and mental and emotional, and it affects all of the subtle layers. So method is to back up, when we do energetic assessments and we do readings for people, we look at areas from two different perspectives. We look at resistance, which would be anything that's creating a problem. So resistance can be cancer, it could be a pathogen, it can be a disease, or it can be a limiting belief. And the opposite side of that coin, because we have to look at both sides, is the attitude of allowance. So if I have, let's say, a financial abundance challenge or struggle, I'm not financially as abundant as I would like to be, if I measure the resistance would likely be very, very high. And I measure these on a 0 to 100 scale. So my resistance to abundance, ideally, we would want to be 0, because I don't want to have any resistance to abundance. And the opposite side of that coin is I want to have 100% attitude of allowance of abundance. So if all we do is look at the pathogens or the resistance or the limiting beliefs and combat them, we're doing absolutely nothing on the opposite side of the coin, which is the allowance part. And if all you do is combat the issue, you could end up in neutral, where you don't have resistance, but you don't have allowance either. So you're not really making much ground. And, you know, we look at a variety of resistance, and we measure about 20 different things. And a lot of the issues are around resistance to abundance, resistance to transformation, different karmic issues, different soul issues. And then we look into a lot of the physiology, how our immune system is working, how our limbic system is working, how our cell membrane is working, which is the true brain of the cell. So we really actually look at things from a variety of different perspectives, and it's completely applicable to everyone. And the intention of the book and the entire method is to be able to assist anyone wherever they are in their path, wherever they are in their journey, and wherever they are in terms of their progress or their challenges.
So you are truly looking not just to treat the body, you are treating the mind and the spiritual aspect of each individual as a whole, and to use the word appropriately, as a holistic approach.
Absolutely.
So that you are not just treating symptoms, which is so often what we're used to in this country. You know, it's that's Western medicine at its finest. They just simply treat systems, and we just keep getting sicker and sicker and sicker. I heard an interesting perspective on that a week ago, that the reason that is the paradigm we live in is because there is really no money in healthy people, that there's no money for the doctors and the pharmaceutical companies. If we're all healthy, it's much better for them to keep us eating the junk that we're putting into our body. And on that note, on that happy note, we will we'll take a break here. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. We'll see you in 3 minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
All right, we're back. Welcome back to the show. That, of course, was Stephen Stills in Buffalo Springfield, For What It's Worth. Another song that would make my top 100 of all times. It was interesting, as I was listening to that song, this has not occurred to me in a very long time, but 40 years later, how timely that song is, how appropriate it is for what's going on in our country right here and right now. But obviously, that's a conversation for another show. We are here with Stephen Paulett, author of Heal Thyself and the founder of Source Energy Medicine. We are talking about this very unique way of of affecting your entire holistic being, your mind, body, and spirit through the use of source energy medicine. Stephen, we had some questions that came in on email. I was wondering if maybe you'd be interested in addressing a couple of those.
Yes, please.
Okay. This comes from a young lady named Carolyn, who was – she has some very specific stuff here. I don't know how far we can get into this because she asks about a lot of things. But she was interested in how source energy medicine might work for things like Alzheimer's or dementia.
Okay. From my perspective, it doesn't matter if she's asking about Alzheimer's or dementia or MS or cancer or leukemia or any physical ailment. Essentially, they're all very similar. They're A, all calibrated below 200, and B, they're in manifestation because the person who's experiencing those issues are a vibrational matchup to those issues. So if we look at a particular leukemia and say if we were to calibrate it and test the particular kind of leukemia, it would calibrate at 87. And if we were to take every other form of leukemia and calibrate it, it too would calibrate at 87. So from my perspective, I don't really care what the diagnostic tests are labeling it, or if they're calling it leukemia and it's actually another bone-based blood disease. It doesn't really matter to me because it's all energy, and it's all an energetic signature or a certain energetic pattern. Now, that might sound alarming if you are the one who's experiencing leukemia or experiencing Alzheimer's or dementia, but you really have to look at it from strictly an energy perspective, because everything that's in physical manifestation is a result of something being a vibrational match. So, specifically with Alzheimer's and dementia, the first thing we would want to do is increase the energy level from below 200 to above 200. And again, we do that with a series of 9 different remedies, and they're taken sequentially. And in as short as 27 days, the overall energy level, and specifically the physical energy level of that individual, will be increased from below 200 to above 200. And why that's so important is because that actually stops the progression of further manifestation of the issues that are piling together, that are adding up to equal Alzheimer's or dementia. So if we increase the energy level and then address the specific issues that are adding up, piling up to create Alzheimer's or dementia, that's the next logical step. So, it varies from issue to issue, but they're all essentially the same. You have a certain vibration or energy pattern. You want to break that energy pattern, and then you want to address those specific issues. And I don't care what the issue is. It's all very, very, very similar. And it's a variety of remedies that would be taken. There's a sample protocol that's in our book that is highly effective for about 90% of all issues, regardless of what they're calling it. And those people who don't fit into the 90% would experience positive results, and then would have to add a variety of different remedies to fill in the gaps there. But the interesting thing about Alzheimer's and dementia too is, If you take a more conventional approach, all they look at is the pathogens or the disease aspect of it. And Alzheimer's and dementia creates damage within the brain, within the nervous system, within several different organs and functions and systems. And to me, addressing the disease or the pathogen aspect is only about 10% of the issue. You really have to restore all of the organs and functions and systems that were damaged by the disease. And if you don't do that, you're never going to achieve 100% pure positive results. And source energy medicine is one of the few methodologies I've ever come across that actually addresses the restoration process.
Very cool. That's a big slice of information. That answers a lot of questions. We'll be back with Stephen Pollitt in about 3 minutes here. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is What We're Thinking About. I'm going to take a break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground.
There's mystery music. He's been doing great.
Yes, he has. Oh, yeah. What a great song.
Yeah.
And the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck. And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you could lend a hand in return. It's a beautiful. Love.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Don't let it get away. That is, I think, one of the most invigorating songs in the history of rock and roll music. I absolutely love that tune. I want to give big kudos to Kurt, who is our brand new producer today. He is the first, this is the first time he's produced this show today, and he is plucking the music out of the sky for us. And Kurt, you have just done an awesome job. That's a another great tune that you played for us today. I want to take a moment here and talk about a little bit of RBN business. I'm not sure if you folks know out there, but the Public Broadcasting Network has a great online store where you can find all kinds of posters, books, CDs, and DVDs around your favorite subjects that that you hear here on RBN. They also have the Berkey water and water filtration systems and air purifiers. I'm sure you've heard a couple of commercials during the show about those, but these are the premier water purifiers and air purifiers on the planet, and they are just something that all of you hunters and campers and survivalists out there, you should not be without those items. And I believe they are still on sale. I wouldn't swear to that, but I think that's the deal. Also, I wanted to touch base with you on the your finances. If you are someone in my age bracket, in that mid-50s to late-50s age bracket where retirement is really just around the corner, and you're looking at this up-and-down economy and the wear and tear of inflation on your finances, and you're a little bit worried about inflation completely eroding the gains that you are making in your retirement assets, I would suggest to you that you would stop and pay a visit to Republic Trading Group, who can be reached at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898, and those guys are going to help you out in the area of putting some hard assets into your portfolio. Hard assets are the traditional great hedges against the ravages of inflation. They would be precious metals and the like. So give a call to Republic Trading Group. And by the way, when you support Republic Trading Group, you are also supporting the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm sure you want to do that, especially when you're listening to this show, which is the most different show you listen to all the time. Everyone of you out there who is listening, God bless you for paying attention to us today, because we are having a very unique conversation on a very different subject. I'm sure it's a subject that most of you out there have never heard anything about. It is Source Energy Medicine, and we are talking with the founder of that that methodology and the author of the book Heal Thyself, Stephen Pollan. In the just before we took a break there, we were talking about, we had a question that came in via email around disease, and in particular Alzheimer's and dementia were the first diseases we were covering. But Stephen made it very clear that all disease is pretty much the same from his perspective, that we need to treat the source of it. We need to heal the damaged parts of our body that are a result of whatever is going on symptom-wise. And basically, all pathogenic disease pretty much falls under the same umbrella. Is that correct, Stephen?
It is. Absolutely correct. And,
there was another question here that I thought was interesting, in that it's really, I don't view it as something where there's a pathogen involved. And it would be, it would maybe come into the category of all kinds of, quotes, bad habits and or addictions. And the one that was specifically asked about would be quitting smoking.
Yeah.
How would we use Source Energy Medicine in that realm?
That's actually a huge one, Ken, and probably the most difficult addiction to beat. There's no question about it. But all addiction, from my perspective, is the same. And I know it sounds like just what I said regarding Alzheimer's and dementia. But the roots, essentially, of any addiction is the same. And the interesting thing specifically with cigarette smoking is, if all you do is break the addiction to nicotine, the likelihood of becoming addicted to another substance is very, very, very high. So people stop smoking cigarettes and start drinking alcohol, or stop smoking cigarettes and become addicted to sex, or addicted to religion, or addicted to, you know, a variety of different things. So you really have to look at the...
Or, let me interrupt you there for a second, though. Maybe there's someone like me who never met a vice they couldn't abuse, and they become addicted to everything all at once. I know you don't know this about me, and I'm not sure that the audience knows this about me, but I am a 19-year recovered alcoholic. I am also a reformed cigarette smoker and then a cigar smoker. And so I almost look at it from my standpoint of having that, that quotes, the proverbial addictive personality. I'm throwing that out there for you to address as part of the equation here, I guess.
Yeah, that's absolutely perfect, Ken. And the addictive personality is the result of an addictive energy field. So there is within your physical, mental, and emotional makeup an energy field that creates the perfect environment for addiction. And yours is so strong. Well, two things, Ken. A, I applaud you for breaking those addictions and for your long-term success. It's very, very, very admirable, especially if you consider you still have the energy field for all these addictions. So you're essentially through will, sheer determination, and probably phenomenal support, able to achieve what you have. Now, I have one simple question. Is it easy for you?
Well, I don't know that you're going to like my answer because in my worldview,
yes.
I don't refer to myself. If you notice, I did not say I was a 19-year recovering alcoholic. I am a 19-year recovered alcoholic.
Yes.
I don't miss it. I am so very, very clear on how much better my life is without it. And I have said many times that every single day of my life since I quit drinking, every day, my life has gotten better and better and better. And I just don't mean sometimes, and I don't mean here and there. I mean every single day without exception 100% of the time. But I'm not so sure that I'm not – I mean you know a little bit about me from the – I have done an awful lot of spiritual work. I have done an awful lot of inner work on myself and maybe have to some degree have maybe changed some of that energy that I would have had around the addictive personality.
Exactly. Yeah. The whole issue is you can use a variety of tools to help to shift that energy pattern. And it's a matter of balancing or counterbalancing or completely transforming that energy pattern. So if we were to take someone who is currently addicted to whatever, doesn't matter whether it's sex or alcohol or drugs or the same unhealthy relationship. It doesn't matter what the addiction is. We would treat the underlying energy pattern. And we have a source energy medicine specifically for addiction. But we'd also want to look at old energy patterns because it's the old energy patterns that keep us like the hamster in the wheel. Yeah, we're making progress, but we really aren't going anywhere. We're just shifting to focus from this substance to that substance. And of course, you'd want to increase the overall energy level. And everything that we're going to talk about, I'm always going to say we're going to want to increase your overall energy level from below 200 to above 200. Below 200, addiction rules your life. Above 200, you can have the upper hand on addiction. There's no question about it. And if you're able to increase your energy level to above 200, but then really transform all of the issues that are associated, if you look at cigarette smoking, we would want to use the transformation source energy medicine for addiction, but then you also have the chemical addiction. So we would look at chemical transformation for chemicals, transformation for residues, and there's a variety of different source energy medicines that are for old energy patterns, new energy patterns, and that sort of thing. And sometimes it's tied into self-love, self-esteem, different issues like that. So it's not a simple, straightforward issue, but there are common threads regardless of what the issue is.
Right. And as in everything else, the reality that we experience flows directly from the consciousness we maintain. And part of the source energy medicine equation that I didn't understand until this conversation with you, is that there is a true consciousness piece to it, that it is about raising your consciousness in a different way than some people might consider a normal pathway to raising consciousness.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And you're doing it very deliberately, very intentionally, very consistently, and it's affecting every aspect of your being, not just different segments of your being. And that's one of the true blessings to Source Energy Medicine, and one of the big gifts that we've been given with this methodology, because it does help every aspect of your being, every aspect right. of your life.
Wow, you just touched on a piece here for me that is, it is one of the main themes of this show. It is about, it's part of the intro that I do at the beginning of every show. It's about choice, and it's about deciding to be different and to make your life different. And this, obviously, the introduction of Source Energy Medicine into your life is obviously a decision and a choice.
Absolutely.
And it's a conscious choice to improve where you are in this life, where you are spiritually, emotionally, financially, physically. It's absolutely a change and shift in consciousness by choice. And that is what brings us all into living into our conscious mind, as opposed to being stuck in that subconscious mind with the same tapes playing over and over and over again. And all of those choices that bring us into that conscious place are what make a difference in our lives. So really, Source Energy Medicine is just another tool, a great tool, to add into your toolbox, if you will, of resources that you have to move yourself into a different consciousness. But it's also one that I think, for a lot of people, this is a really tangible step. This is a way where you can see, touch, taste, feel what you're doing. There's nothing particularly esoteric about this. You're going to charge the water, and you're going to consume this remedy, knowing that there is whatever change you are looking to affect is actually happening in your body, in your health, in your physical or spiritual or mental attitudes about things. But it's not something where there's a whole heck of a lot of I don't know what the word is I'm looking for here. It is a really simple way for someone who is questioning, how do I get started? How do I get going in changing my consciousness of how I live my life? And this is really a very tangible way to do that. Am I hitting that nail on the head?
I couldn't script it better, Ken, and I really appreciate your perspective and your experience. I just love your perspective. And the choice piece is the critical key, and it's one of my favorite questions. I always am asked, the Carolyn from Boulder, who asked, well, what do we do for Alzheimer's and dementia? And I usually explain it, and I say, well, what's your success rate with it? And the answer to that question really lies in the choice that the client makes. So, and I can determine, I've gotten to the point where I can determine within 5 minutes whether we or anyone can help this person or not, because our free will, our choice is stronger, has more of an effect, more of an impact than any methodology that exists on the planet. So if a client comes to me who's experiencing Alzheimer's and dementia, and they have a very, very, very strong will to live, they feel there's a lot left to be done, and I don't care if they're 50 or 90, if they have a very strong will to live, feel they're living a purposeful life, feel there are things yet to be accomplished, to achieve, are excited about life, and just physically challenged by the Alzheimer's and dementia, that person is going to achieve tremendous results.
Amazing.
Now, conversely,
go ahead.
No, please.
Okay. I was just going to say the I absolutely agree with that thought process around which you can tell where people have. I have a great friend who refers to it. There's nothing to willpower. Willpower truly doesn't exist. What really exists is a willingness. And when you are in the process of trying to discover if someone wants to make a difference in their lives or not, it's really very interesting that in a very short conversation, you can discover their willingness. And if they have the willingness, then you've got the start that you need. If they do not have the willingness, then as the old expression goes, you are stuff out of luck because it's not going to happen. You know, I stumbled upon a quote here from BKS Iyengar, who is the founder of the method of yoga called Iyengar Yoga. And I think it's a fitting quote for what you do and what you are aiming at in this life. And your body is your temple. Keep it pure and holy for the soul to reside in. It's all just one kind of big holistic thing. There is the mind-body-spirit connection is not really a connection because there is no possibility of disconnection. It is all one deal. Stephen, I want to thank you immensely for being our guest on the show today. The name of the book, once again, is Heal Thyself. The website is www.heal-thyself.tv. I am hoping that you will come back and join us again because this is a subject we could spend a lot of time before we exhaust this one. I hope you will come back and visit us again. Once again, this was Stephen Paulett, and what a great guest you have been. I hope this has been a great source of information for some of you folks out there who have never heard anything about anything like this ever before. This is Ken Ludwig. We're going to take a break. This is What We're Thinking About.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, so is there anybody else out there who is doing their Mick Jagger imitation while they're sitting in their chair? Because I sure am. I think I've said this before when we played that song. I've seen the Stones like 6 or 7 times, and for several years there, that was the opening song of their concerts. There has never been a better concert opening song in the history of music than Keith Richards hitting that first chord of Start Me Up. Absolutely one of the greatest songs in the history of rock and roll. So, we are coming to the close of another Saturday. The Chinese proverb, it is, yeah, I have to learn to speak before I can do a radio show. The Chinese proverb is, it is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. I hope that's what we have done for some of you out there today, is to light a candle, to see that there are, as I've said many times, I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I'm not here to tell you what to think. I'm not here to tell you how to think. I'm here to tell you that you can think. And if you decide to think differently, you can change the paradigm of your life. I want to put in a little plug here for something. If you are enjoying what we're thinking about is expanding its horizons. There is a new network out there called CoCreatorNetwork.com, and it's CoCreatorNetwork.com. On CoCreatorNetwork.com, starting this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you will have new expanded 2-hour editions of what we're thinking about. And it will be on, you're going to have to do the calibrations yourself here because I can't do this fast enough. On Tuesday, it will be from 10 o'clock to noon Mountain Time. On Wednesday and Thursday, it will be noon to 2 o'clock Mountain Time. Those times are going to change. It's just I have some previous engagements that make the times different every day. But it'll be from 10 to noon on Tuesday, from noon to 2 on Wednesday and Thursday. That's CoCreatorNetwork.com. For those of you, both of you out there who truly enjoy my show, I'd love to have you join us on that network and spread the word to your friends and to anyone and everyone that you know who is looking to live a more spiritual and positive life and looking maybe just to raise their consciousness an iota by putting something positive into their head. I have a good friend who's a motivational speaker who always claimed that who you are and what you're becoming is a direct function of what you listen to, what you read, who you hang out with, and who you choose to be mentored by. And that is my purpose here, is to be a source of positive information for you, a place where you can get some different resources to look at to maybe just change your thinking or make you make a decision to try and change your thinking. As always, the two most important points are discipline and practice. You must first and foremost have the discipline to try. Then you must practice, practice, practice. Remember what I say, that one of the great lies we were ever told is that practice makes perfect, because that just is not the truth. What practice does do is make permanent. And if you practice something over and over again, especially something positive, something that is life-enhancing, life-affirming, that is going to lift you up to a new paradigm of your own existence, if you practice that over and over and over again, it will become a permanent part of who you are. It will become part of your habit. It will become part of your subconscious programming. And instead of those old tapes playing over and over and over again, you'll be adding a new song to those tapes. So of cheerfulness or of good temper, the more it is spent, the more of it shall remain. That's from Ralph Waldo Emerson. This is Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about. We'll talk to you next Saturday. I love you all. Have a magnificent weekend.
We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day, and if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away.
With recent